and welcome back to the end of another week here at the Damage Report. Today's a Friday, and you think you know what happens on Fridays. You think it's me, and you probably think it's Brett. No, no, not this week. He's canceled. The latest victim of the culture replaced by Viviana Villa. Viviana, welcome back to the show.
Hi, I feel honored to step in for Brett for one.
He's I'm excited to have you.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
On Wednesday for J.R. Jackson. And you know, we love mixing it up, but especially we like mixing it up on Fridays because that means someone new gets to throw someone in the trash, which we've got right here. It is ready to eat. We've got some garbage.
Mine's good. How Jared was off, but he was still tweeting that he wanted to talk about stuff. Like, take a break, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He wanted
to talk about it. But I'm ready. I got my trash to dump. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Well, we're ready to see who it is. Thank you everyone for being here. Appreciate you joining us for this stream. I am still last minute getting some of my tabs set up because my computer is barely running. It's walking. A little bit worried about how that might affect the show. But anyway, thank you for being here. Please hit the like button and share the stream if you haven't already so that people know we're live. And as we go through, if you want to send us comments, questions, anything like that, we will respond. Always glad to hear what you're thinking and feeling about the news. Little bit of good news for me personally. The wife got a vaccine appointment. How awesome is that? I haven't, but she has, and that's probably better, honestly. So very excited about that. That means that LA is moving in the right direction, which I'm very glad for. Lots of people send in super chats pretty much every day saying that they or a family member are getting the vaccine. So that's good news, especially because boy, those case counts are going up. So maybe get your vaccine as fast as you can because America is doing what America is going to do. And TDR is going to do what a TDR is going to do. Do you know what we did? I don't think that Viviana knows what we did. Right now, our YouTube members of all tiers, the new Viviana emoji is now live. It's bright, it's sunny, bright and sunny as she is. And so I'm seeing a bunch of that in the chat right now. So if you're a member, you have access to it. If you'd like to become a member, you will get access to it and you can show your love for our fill-in guests.
I need to be a member, John. How am I not a member? That's, I want my emoji.
It would be a good show of leadership to become one. But anyway, with that, we've got a lot of weird news. It is we got a basket of horribles up in here. A little bit of good news, mostly bad news. AOC gave me a bit of hope. Some interesting stuff about the minimum wage and just generally a lot of bad people. They remain even if Trump is mostly gone. So with that, Viviana, why don't we jump into this thing? I predicted wrongly that the Matt Gaetz scandal would take weeks or perhaps months to unfold, but no, they're pretty much just releasing everything. It's just all getting dumped. You get to binge this thing. So let's binge. A Justice Department investigation and a Representative Matt Gaetz and an indicted Florida politician is focusing, we now find out, on their involvement with multiple women who were recruited online for sex and received cash payments. According to people close to the investigation and text messages and payment receipts reviewed by the New York Times. So when it comes to journalism, like with online burns, we like when people bring receipts and apparently they've got them. But let me run you through a bit of the new revelations. Investigators believe that Joel Greenberg, who was indicted last year on a federal sex trafficking charge and other crimes, initially met the women through websites that connect people who go on dates in exchange for gifts, fine dining, travel, and allowances. According to three different people with knowledge of the encounters, Mr. Greenberg then introduced the women to Mr. Gaetz, who also had sex with them. Greenberg and Gaetz have been pictured together at many different events. Apparently, the connection is quite clear. Even social. The Justice Department inquiry is also examining whether Mr. Gaetz had sex with a 17-year-old girl and whether she received anything of material value, according to four people familiar with the investigation. The sex trafficking count against Mr. Greenberg involved the same girl. The authorities have also investigated whether other men connected to Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Greenberg had sex with a 17-year-old, according to two different people. And the Times has received receipts from Cash App and Apple Pay that show payments from Gaetz and Greenberg to one of the women and a payment from Mr. Greenberg to a second woman. Women told their friends that the payments were for sex with the two men, according to two people familiar with the conversations. And I will just add that as the Gaetz thing has been unfolding, a lot of people's previous reporting and just observations on Twitter have sort of resurfaced. We have one. It's from the artist Coincel Pro saying, this is from June of last year. I just looked at Matt Gaetz's Venmo and he apparently knows a lot of extremely young looking women, LOL. Yeah, in hindsight, maybe not LOL. And we don't know if that means anything. It's just one of those fun little wrinkles, Viviana. But so far, based on what we have now learned, what do you think?
Well, what we do know for a fact is he doesn't see anything wrong with paying for sex. So we know that. That used to be something that people frowned upon in politics. Now he thinks it's okay as long as they're legal, especially Republicans. Yeah. And I'm not trashing sex workers. I mean, I think that that is something that's an industry that's older than any other job. And there are some very valid people doing sex work out there. But this guy seems to be preying on underage girls and very young women, or much younger than him. I mean, his own fiance now is like 12 some years younger than him, which, okay, I hope they're happy. But this is really kind of showing a history of his behavior that he's admitted to, that he's been showing off. I mean, this frat boy mentality to the max, we keep seeing it. It's been here in politics for as long as we can remember, but it's out in the open now. And you know, what do we expect after somebody who's been like the biggest fan of Donald Trump? This has been something that has been celebrated amongst men in the GOP, you know, giving each other high fives and stuff about this kind of conquest. I mean, from you know, Cuomo to Gates, we're seeing that this toxic masculinity in politics is at an all time high, and it's out in the open. They're loud and proud about it.
Yeah. So there are some wrinkles to this that I think are more complex than a lot of the mainstream conversation around it is, in that I think, at least philosophically, in some sort of hypothetical world, full legalization of sex work could actually vastly improve the lives of people who choose to engage in that work. So all of that is true. That said, it hasn't been legalized and he's an elected politician. So
pretty sure it's illegal.
Still the law. It's still the law. And then we might say, okay, well, that's true. You can certainly evaluate it based on if what he did was illegal. Second of all, the underage aspect, which is a whole nother level to this, where that's, we're not talking about sex work anymore. We're talking about coercion, potential rape. Like, it obviously that's another level. But then, like, even if I were to choose to engage with this purely from the point of view of wanting legalization, people being brought out of the shadows, protection from trafficking and all of that, he's a conservative Republican. Okay.
Right.
This is not in line with anything about his philosophy or anything like that. So even if it weren't illegal, which it appears quite a bit of it probably is, he is being at least drastically hypocritical in the way that he has talked about these things, the way he's presented himself, the way his party represents himself. So there are quite a few different levels where people can have a problem with this. And I think I just want to add those layers, because I think a lot of the high level conversation about this is sort of missing the nuance.
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, continue.
No, I feel like we're looking at this. This is a guy, Mother Jones, by the way, has an amazing thread on Twitter if you really want to get deep into who Matt Gaetz is. I mean, this is a guy who was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth and really has gotten where he is because of his father. And I guess in Florida, they call him Baby Gaetz, which is pretty funny. You know, so I go back to this frat boy mentality, and we're really, I mean, it's just run amok in politics, and it has been for many years. But here's another example of it, where this toxic masculinity is wrapped into there. But the guy is not guilty of just this kind, these kinds of atrocities. He's also used his power and connections to get out of really horrible things in the past, and really just a slimy guy. You know, I mean, you know, it's bad when Tucker Carlson thinks he's slimy. I mean, that's, you know, that's really bad.
Exactly. You might recall a couple of days ago, Matt Gaetz initially tried to explain away a bit of what was just the first rumblings of a scandal on the Tucker Carlson program. And he spoke in very particular ways, denying certain things, not even addressing other things. We're going to return to that in just one second, but I got to give you one detail first, put context on it. This is from the New York Times reporting. In encounters during 2019 and 2020, Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Greenberg instructed women to meet at certain times and places, often at hotels around Florida, and would tell them the amount of money they were willing to pay, according to messages and interviews and all of that. Should anyone inquire about their relationships, one person said, Mr. Gaetz told the women to say that he had paid for hotel rooms and dinners as part of their dates. So that said, let's go back to one very particular part of the Tucker Carlson interview.
You know, providing for flights and hotel rooms for people that you're dating who are of legal age is not a crime.
Well, he's consistent, I guess. That is the theory. And By the way, he might be right, depending on who the people are. Again, recognizing that prostitution is still illegal. But if they're underage, I don't care about your arguments about whether it's real dating or whether it appears that you have tried to craft this illusion that you're dating people that you're not. If they are underage, none of that BS means anything anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is fine with objectifying and exploiting underage people. We see it when he adopted his Cuban son. He just uses any opportunity he can to try to, you know, make himself look good, whether it's to other toxic males or it's I have a brown child, whatever. He's using children left and right, and we've already seen some evidence of it. I don't even know if he's maybe used this adopted son friend to help recruit other young people so he can hang out around young girls and it could be not a big deal.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of speculation we can do. I mean, there's so much. It's like an onion or a parfait. You know, maybe we'll do
bottom line
more like an onion or a parfait.
It's an onion for sure, because parfaits smell good. The bottom line is this guy, probably against the advice of his attorney, went on Tucker Carlson and tried to excuse some of this behavior, because he knows it's gonna come out, because he knows there's evidence of him paying for hotel rooms and paying for dinners and flying people over. He knows that that's there. So he has to try to say, well, it's okay. So he's admitting to a lot of stuff. So we know that much. He was committing verbal diarrhea. He shouldn't have said anything. He shouldn't have went on Tucker Carlson, because the guy is being investigated. You should just be quiet. But everything he's done has been for publicity. The guy's an attention whore.
He is. Well, he's getting attention.
We need to talk about a relatively new show called the Republic, or UNFTR. As a Young Turks fan, you already know that the government, the media, and corporations are constantly peddling lies that serve the interests of the rich and powerful. But now there's a podcast dedicated to unraveling those lies, debunking the conventional wisdom. In each episode of the Republic, or UNFTR, the host delves into a different historical episode or topic that's generally misunderstood or purposely obfuscated by the so-called powers that be. Featuring in-depth research, razor-sharp commentary, and just the right amount of vulgarity, the UNFTR podcast takes a sledgehammer to what you thought you knew about some of the nation's most sacred historical cows. But don't just take my word for it. The New York Times described UNFTR as consistently compelling and educational, aiming to challenge conventional wisdom and upend the historical narratives that were taught in school. For as the great philosopher Yoda once put it, you must unlearn what you have learned. And that's true whether you're in Jedi training or you're uprooting and exposing all the propaganda and disinformation you've been fed over the course of your lifetime. So search for UNFDR in your podcast app today and get ready to get informed, angered, and entertained all at the same time.
I don't think it's the type he likes. Matt Gaetz, of course, denies everything that's coming out in very particular terms. Statement from his campaign says, I love the way they word this. Matt Gaetz has never paid for sex. Matt Gaetz refutes all the disgusting allegations completely. Matt Gaetz has never ever been on any such websites whatsoever. Matt Gaetz cherishes the relationships in his past and looks forward to marrying the love of his life. I know who you're talking about. You don't have to repeat his name. So say the congressman, or say
Matt Gaetz.
He also, I don't know. Anyway, so they're saying that he didn't do it. He also said, when asked sort of generally about this, what he knew about the investigation, he said, I only know that it has to do with women. I have a suspicion that someone is trying to recategorize my generosity to ex-girlfriends as something more untoward. Well, it seemed like he tried to pre-categorize his generosity to, let's assume, of age sex workers as if they were actual girlfriends. Right. But anyway, a lot of this remains to be seen. The investigation is not done. I will just add, imagine how the response would be, and I would argue from us too, because I think it's clear we're trying to be fair. If he was a politician who had always taken human trafficking seriously, had advocated for a legalization of sex work, and then it turned out he'd been doing this stuff.
Yes.
But when he's the guy who was the only vote against something that would protect those being trafficked. And then we find out for years after that, he continued to potentially be involved in trafficking. That's really important context in terms of how we digest this stuff.
This whole business about the fake IDs, that allegation, you know, well, we don't know if it's true or not, because he supposedly may have had some involvement with getting some people some fake IDs. That is very concerning. That is very concerning.
Yeah, because why would you have to do that?
Well, that's sex trafficking. That's the only reason you would do that. Because you want to move underage people across state lines, and you want to do, I mean, and he talks about, you know, being blackmailed, and but he's doing that to these sex workers, if they are indeed sex workers, because he knows that they can't come forward and say, oh yeah, it was sex work, because it's illegal in many places. So he's guilty of doing the same thing that he says he's a victim of, but he's been doing it for decades. He's an exploitative guy. He does what he wants, and there's no consequences. So he thinks he can get away with this, and I'm hoping that he doesn't. I'm hoping that we really find out what's going on. I know he has some links with this Greenberg guy, who is already sort of in really boiling water at this point. So you know, you are who you hang out with, right?
I just saw a comment which I don't know if I can read out loud, but it was very funny.
Oh, please read part of it.
No, I don't know if I can read it. It's like a continuation of the statement. Matt Gaetz has never paid for sex. Matt Gaetz refused all the disgusting allegations. Matt Gaetz has never measured his dick with a ruler. That's funny. And he definitely has. You know, again, a lot of this is speculation.
I bet you he hasn't.
I'm not reading anymore. Okay, that's funny though. Again, and we don't know if he did anything illegal, although we know more than we did on the first day that we talked about this. That's all I'm saying. And in terms of consequences, continue.
No, well, I'm just saying that we don't know if it's illegal, but we do know that he has engaged in really behavior that isn't really becoming of a representative, you know, in our government. This is, you know, you go in there and you talk about, like, I gotta, you know, in his book, he talks, there's a whole chapter called Sex and Lies and Videotape or whatever it's called.
Sex and Money. And he,
well, yeah, ironic, right? Mm-hmm. I heard you talking about before the show, John, just saying, like, did he foresee this? You know, there is a tweet between him and Elon Musk where Elon says that if he's ever in some sort of hot water, he wants it to be called Elongate, which is hilarious. And then Gates was too stupid to get the pun and said something that he wants Gates Gate. So he knew that there was going to be a Gates Gate, although Elongate is way better. Not that I love Elon Musk, but that was pretty good, Elon. Give you that one. That and Tesla, not bad.
To add on just a few potential consequences, Speaker Pelosi said yesterday, if in fact these allegations are true, of course being removed from the Judiciary Committee is the least that could be done. But again, I think from what we've heard so far, this would be a matter for the Ethics Committee. So that to me shows a bit of confidence in the veracity of it, that she's like, I'll just leave it to the Ethics Committee. Breaking news this morning, Luke Ball, the communications director for Representative Matt Gaetz, has resigned, according to a person familiar. Ball quit out of principle, according to the person, which of all the signs that are good, that's gotta be the goodest sign for Matt Gaetz, that his comms director resigns and doesn't even pretend it's to spend more time with his like cattle dog. Like, it's specifically out of principle.
That's very telling when your comms director says, I don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. I mean, it turns out that Ball had the family name to really get this done. He had the courage.
He took his balling and went home. Yeah, as someone's implying, Fiddle and Arrows replying. Yeah, he's going to spend more time with his rats escaping a sinking ship.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe he didn't know about this. You know, you can't be on a lot of these conservatives that work in, you know, they got to work. So they're going to work with a slime ball. A lot of these politicians are slime balls. So I don't want to knock Ball. Like, he is doing something. He's saying no. Maybe he found out. I would never do that, John. Very painful. But I think that we do need to give some people credit, even if they're jumping ship, rats jumping ship together. At least they're saying something. At least he's saying it's about principle. Sure. We'll see what he does after it, but I don't want to rake him through the coals just because he worked for this slime ball. Because I've worked for many slime balls.
Although, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, they're saying these women could have also been referred to other friends of his. Now, I'm not talking about Luke Ball specifically. I don't even know if they're friends. I'm just saying, if you are in his orbit, it is not inconceivable that you could be drawn into this. And also, we're gonna turn to a story about how, like, how much he loves to talk and brag. Is it possible that people in his orbit knew about criminal?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And if you held that information, you're not 100% innocent.
Have you ever spent time with a frat boy when he's not talking about his sexual exploits? I mean, that's pretty much what they talk. And then drinking. That's it.
That's true. That's true. I've tried.
So they all know. They all know. They all knew. But now it's out in the open. So it's like, oh, now everybody knows. So I got to do something.
Matt Gaetz is obviously under investigation for potential criminal activity. But in addition to that, there's other just information coming out about him. It just really paints a picture of who he is, whether any of this is illegal or not. And some of it might be. Gaetz allegedly showed off to other lawmakers photos and videos of nude women he said he had slept with, including while on the House floor. I think that means he showed off the photos on the House floor, not slept with them on the House floor. The sources, including two people directly shown the material, said Gaetz displayed the images of women on his phone and talked about having sex with them. One of the videos showed a naked woman with a hula hoop, according to one source. Quote, it was a point of pride, one of the sources said of Gaetz. And let me just add, we know who Matt Gaetz is. We know who he is, Viviana. We know the sort of person. I will say something that I said in one of the DM groups I'm in. You know you're really a having lots of sex sort of guy when you have to run to your buddies to show off the one woman willing to be naked within 20 feet of you and a phone.
Yeah.
It's just
this is what we're paying him to do, John. To sit on the floor and show naked pictures of women to other members. That's what we're paid him to do.
It's just gross.
I do want to see this hula hoop girl because that sounds pretty talented, actually. But I just don't understand. You know, it's like not sufficient for work, bro. Like, what are you doing? You know, there's no line for him. He's never had any boundaries, and he's never been corralled. He's never been held accountable for anything. So this guy's just full throttle frat boy, just doing whatever he wants, and hopefully it'll catch up to him. Because daddy's not around anymore to catch him, and Trump's not in office anymore. Not that Trump would do anything for this guy. Talk about the poor man Trump. Trump's the poor man. Both of these guys are like bottom of the swamp.
Yeah, well, look, I would say in terms of whether Trump will do something for him, remember when Matt Gaetz was, he was thirsty as hell on social media about Tiffany Trump. I mean, we know what sort of guy he is. Trump could potentially have a problem with that. That said, it's Tiffany, so maybe he doesn't care. But in theory, he could be really bothered by this. So,
rich enough for Tiffany.
That's a good point. Remember, he also was part of a group of young male lawmakers in the Florida House who created a game to score female sexual conquests, which granted points for various targets, such as interns, staffers, or other female colleagues. Overall, very classy, especially encouraging lawmakers to sleep with their interns. Nothing potentially illegal about any of that, let alone showing the nude photos. None of this potentially troubling in any way. Now,
why aren't the conservatives concerned, John? He comes from very conservative communities. He grew up in a town called Niceville. What is going on? Where is the outrage?
Well, you
know, they got mad at Obama wearing a brown suit.
That's true. Now, supposedly, there are some conservatives who are bothered by this or were, and some who are not. So at one point, apparently, during Gaetz's first term, staff for then House Speaker Paul Ryan held a short meeting with Gaetz where they had a discussion with him about acting professionally while in Congress, according to two sources. So some apparently at least worried about how it might reflect on the Republicans, but that's under Paul Ryan. That's a billion years ago in Republican
Party years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew that we'd be sitting here going, Paul Ryan, what a good stand-up guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't totally feel that, but I feel like the conservatives of that era, like Paul Ryan, or you know, even like maybe the first Bush, I don't know, imperialists set aside, they still had a certain standard of how you present yourself in public. You know, you're not going to sugar daddy, sugar baby websites or whatever website Gaetz is going on or done, I don't even know. Or OnlyFans. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. But that kind of thing, it's just gross. This is what we're paying for you to have sexual exploits and show them to your friends. Disgusting.
Yeah. And as Nicole points out in the super chat, it's sort of been lurking in the background of this conversation. As for sharing the nude photos, I wonder if Gaetz could be charged with revenge porn crimes. I don't know. It probably really depends on the state. A lot of that is probably for posting online for like
free public
access. I don't know in terms of
going. Someone said they saw it. If it got sent to somebody, then that's possible. But it has to be electronically sent, I believe.
Yeah. Now, but really fast, there's one other. What's that?
I just said it's disgusting either way.
Sorry. It definitely is. The MacReads scandal has been brewing now for a couple of days. Or has it? Because I haven't heard anything about it, assuming the only media I consume is Fox News. They've been oddly quiet about the whole thing. Aaron Rupar tweeted yesterday, "We're approaching 48 hours since Matt Gaetz was last mentioned on Fox News or Fox Business. And Brian Stelter used the TVI's transcript tracking program for news. And he confirmed he has not been mentioned on Fox since 6 p.m. Wednesday." What was that? I believe that was the Tucker Carlson interview. So since then, the fact that the New York Times has confirmed that the DOJ is investigating a sitting congressman for sex trafficking, they haven't even like pretended to be news. Now I get they could do a segment where they're just saying it's the deep state or it's all made up or we stand with him, we believe him. They haven't even done that, which implies that they don't want to go on the record as saying it's nothing. That's what I'm worried about. What do you think?
I totally agree. And you know, we know that Fox spins things left and right, just the same as CNN spins things left and right. I mean, it's been almost impossible for me to watch CNN post Biden's election because they just put this guy on a pedestal and walk around to saying how wonderful he is. And it's like, let's just look at the news here instead of just saying everything he does is great because he's a Democrat. Fox is guilty of the same stuff. But at least CNN did cover Cuomo and they pulled Cuomo off to talk about Cuomo. So they tried to do it a little bit. And here we have this guy is a sitting congressman who you act like is a great guy with a great head of hair. And then all of a sudden you don't say anything about him. He does have nice hair. He blows it out. He spends time on it. You know, I can appreciate that at the very minimum. But you know, Fox is not going to do anything that's going to rough up the veneer of the conservative party. They want everybody to still look pristine and like they really abide by these sort of character molds that they think are perfect.
Sure.
But we see when they start falling from grace, they will totally back away. And we saw Tucker Carlson do it just a few days ago. I don't know anything what you're talking about. I mean, he probably didn't remember what he was saying, but he wasn't gonna say it.
Oh God, it's the whole thing. Just even talking about it. What's that?
Do you think Tucker remembered about the incident that Matt told him about?
I don't know. I imagine any dinner with Matt Gaetz is probably pretty weird. So it would probably stick out in your mind.
And forgettable because he's pretty boring.
Maybe.
That's why he has to pay for sex. Nobody wants to hang out with him.
And that's why Tucker Carlson forgot about the story after that first night. No, really, So what have they been talking about for multiple days? The biggest cable news channel, or all of them, because none of them are talking about it. Let's see, Newsmax right now is covering how Star Wars is getting a trans non-binary character.
Fun.
Fox talked today still about the Satan shoes.
Yeah.
Rachel Campos Duffy did a full segment about how Michelle Obama made the military less masculine, but nothing about the congressman who is facing an investigation for sex trafficking. It's just, I want them to at least have to pretend. That's what I want. I ideally want a world that's great. We're not gonna get that. I want a world where people have to pretend to have values, to pretend to be consistent, to pretend that everything isn't contingent on what it can do for you and what your audience wants and all of that.
That's gone, John. Gone the way now that we have likes and subscribers. That's all that matters.
All of that should be hidden.
But you know, so many people in the conservative party with those QAnon followers were obsessed with sex trafficking and the fact that Joe Biden rubbed a little girl's shoulder and kissed her in the ear. And they were obsessed with it. Here's a guy who's actually transporting children across state lines, allegedly, to have sex with them. And they're just quiet. No peeps from them at all. They're not concerned at all. Not just that, he voted against protecting children against sex trafficking. So something's not adding up, and you would think this would be big news.
Yeah, like you can't do, your whole movement can't pretend for years that it's about caring about pedophilia and then,
This is an important story to talk about, John, not just because of Gaetz and who he is as a politician, but this is something that goes on all the time in this country and beyond. We are seeing the exploitation, the sexual exploitation of young girls and young boys across the globe. Sex trafficking is a real issue, and it is a lot more common than people think. You know, there's no Pizzagate in a basement underneath a pizza store, but it's happening right in front of our eyes. Because a girl that's 17 and 2 months later, she's 18. I'm sorry, that is still a vulnerable young woman. And we need to protect that. And we need to take these kinds of things seriously. So I applaud you for talking about it. It may seem like, okay, well, you know, why are you talking so much about him? Because this is a microcosm of what's going on as a bigger issue. And he's somebody that's supposed to be a leader in this country. So we have to hold them to a higher standard. But really, this is an issue that we really have to have consequences for.
I agree. Apparently, the vaccines are doing their job. That is what we're finding out now. I want to show you a bit of video from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, who was on Rachel Maddow last night to talk about some of what we're learning about the vaccine now that it's out in the field.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
So that's what they should do. But I know that there was a lot of fear in anticipation of the vaccine. And even now that they're out there, that, you know, are they really that effective? They say like 80, 90, 95%. That still leaves you open. Well, the head of the CDC is saying, no, it's not just a clinical thing. Now that they're out there, the people who are getting vaccinated are, for the most part, almost entirely protected. And Viviana, that seems like pretty good news, especially as I think the daily cases yesterday we were back up to 77,000. So we're in that race between vaccination and cases, and thankfully the vaccination at least is in a pretty strong position.
And that same director was on another show talking about the impending doom if we don't vaccinate. So I think it's, you know, Dr. Fauci has been talking about this since the vaccine originated. And there's a lot we don't know because scientific research requires time. And the vaccine's only been out for 6 months. So they're gonna be like, yeah, it's effective for at least 6 months. I mean, they need more time to really know. And so there's been a lot of controversy with this because, you know, they're saying, okay, you gotta still wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Oh, now you don't. And so people take that as meaning that nothing is true and you can't believe what you hear. But you really have to approach this in a scientific way and recognize that it takes time. And so there's going to be more. There's going to be some public health experts that are going to say, yeah, you're good to go, you're safe. And then there's going to be others that are going to be leaning on the side of caution, especially with so much misinformation going on about the vaccine and about the virus in the country. A lot of people are, and this has preceded COVID, and you know this, John, there's so many anti-vaxxers out there that this has just really built on top of that. And we really need to work on educating the public about the science of vaccines, you know, and likely this vaccine is probably going to be good for a year. Maybe we'll get one once a year, boosters or something. Sure. It might be good for your whole life, like the polio vaccine was. So we don't know yet. And I think this is really great, encouraging news. And I think that this is what public health officials expected. And when they did the trials, they kind of foresaw that this was going to be the case. But of course, they need time to really be sure. And I've already gotten the vaccine, John. I've been vaccinated fully since the end of January, because before the pandemic even began, I was a volunteer at a hospital, so I qualified. And you know, when you take the vaccine, they tell you that it has not been approved by the FDA. This has only been approved for emergency use. And so it is a trial. So any of us that have already gotten the vaccine, we are still sort of being studied and monitored to see how we react to it. So that doesn't mean it doesn't work. That doesn't mean don't listen to the CDC. It just means you need to take precaution when you're moving forward. You know, I wear my mask when I'm out in public, even though I'm fully vaccinated. Now my parents are vaccinated. We can hang out without masks now. It's really great. But it's really difficult when people start seeing this different information that looks like it may conflict, and they start discrediting all of it. That's the danger.
And it's, you know, the CDC sort of walked it back a bit and we're like, well, you know, we're still evaluating the evidence, which is totally true. It's that scientist thing of, like, well, it's not 100%, which is totally true, but it's some, like, I respect nuance all the time. For some people, nuance is sort of dangerous because providing that little bit of nuance, like, I don't know, it just, it causes a loss in confidence that is out of proportion to what the nuance is intended to convey. Right. But anyway, I'm glad that they're talking about it and that they're continuing to watch. I would also add that new news as of this morning is that the CDC says that fully vaccinated Americans can resume domestic and overseas travel as long as they wear masks in public. The individuals do not need to get a COVID-19 test before or after traveling and do not need to self-quarantine afterward as long as they follow public health measures, which is a weird thing to say because I feel like all the stuff you just said are the public health measures. So I don't, what else is left after that? But anyway, saying yes, it is safe to travel and you don't need to, like, it's not like the first couple months of the pandemic, but you should still and probably will have to wear masks, especially because I want you to get vaccinated, but I don't know that you got vaccinated. And you saying you got vaccinated is not good enough in a country filled with anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers. So you gotta still wear the mask when you're in public.
So how are they gonna
have fun?
How are you gonna prove if you're gonna get on a plane? So you do have to bring your vaccine card to show, but there's probably been so many fake vaccine cards out there. So I really think we should still be taking COVID tests before we get on flights. I really do. Maybe not quarantining, but but I think everybody should. If you're gonna be traveling around, I mean, this is spring break. We already know all kinds of diseases get spread on spring break. So we know COVID's gonna be one of them. You know, we gotta be careful because Brazil is having a really hard time. And once we start encouraging travel, well, we'll see what happens.
Ted Cruz is, as always, the worst. And in particular, this month, the way he's been the worst is about the border, pretending to care about what happens there and attacking those who actually want some accountability and some reform. So Ted Cruz, fresh back from his trip to a dark bush, is now picking a fight with AOC, who is being consistent on the border and calling out the mistreatment of minors at the border, calling for the Biden administration to do more, something she did under Trump as well. Ted Cruz totally changing his position. Anyway, Ted Cruz said, AOC explains the real Dem position, abolish ICE, full open borders,
which would make the Biden border crisis even worse.
She says nothing else works. Really? Last year, we had the lowest illegal immigration in 45 years. This year, we have the highest in 20 years. Yes, we had the lowest illegal immigration in 45 years last year. I wonder what could have influenced that internationally in terms of public health. I don't know. But AOC responded, Ted, this is pretty rich coming from someone who fled their own home and responsibilities during an environmental crisis to cross the border and seek refuge in Mexico. Also, you funded cages, expanded cages, and yet you're complaining about cages. You have no policy, just puff.
Yeah.
AOC sometimes just nails it. No policy, just puff. I can't imagine something that more deserves to be on his bumper sticker. And she goes on to say, maybe Mexico shouldn't let you in the next time you try to run away from your job to sip umbrella drinks in Cancun. A reminder that your resignation is 84 days past due, at least, because no one should forget, of course, that while some people ram their cars into the Capitol, he tried to overthrow the US government in his own way. He just wasn't successful. And I guess he was too cowardly to join those who were pooping in the Capitol. But he was doing it all the same. Viviana, what do you think?
It's 85 days late now. I mean, AOC does nail it. I wish I could be as eloquent as AOC. She nails it. And I don't know if you caught her story just a few days ago, but she really, somebody asked her, why don't you talk about the kids in cages like you used to? And she was like, excuse me? And she went off in a tirade. Because there is a problem at the border. We do have an immigration problem, except the problem is being blamed on the victims and not the overall encompassing issue. I mean, we have 500 years of colonialism and imperialist intervention by the US. It has made a major impact. And we, I mean, I'm just gonna talk about Latin American countries since we're talking about the southern border, but this is globally, we're talking about Syria, we're talking about Iraq, where these refugees have come from. Nobody wants to be a refugee. They're forced to leave their homes, they're forced to go to refugee camps. And the same thing is happening in Latin America. The US has meddled in order to secure the theft and the pillaging of Latin American resources. They have done it for years. And it's all to just benefit and create an acceptable living standard for the middle class. I mean, this is what is happening. So you create instability in these countries. Where do they go? They need to go somewhere where they might have a chance. And all I hear from the right is that this immigration is a problem and there's a crisis and they're coming through. But show me where the problem is with these immigrants here in this country. Don't give me one anecdotal story of how someone killed somebody. Okay. That's one person. Is there this overreaching problem with immigrants taking welfare resources? No. Mm-hmm. Are they not paying their taxes? No, they're paying taxes too. They're creating businesses. They're creating revenue. They're building communities. Some of the most vibrant communities in countries across the country. So we need to really, and this is what AOC laid out in her story. I actually am going to do a story, a video for it for Rebel HQ on Facebook. So I'll make sure to send it to you, John, so you can take a look at it. Because her breakdown of what's really going on at the border, and I'm disgusted. I've been covering this since 2008. I did a story on Hutto, which is a detention center in Texas. And this has been happening since even before the Obama era. And there was a problem, the catch and release program, you know, wasn't working great because there were people that were taking advantage of it. But we need to really look at not blaming the people taking advantage of a situation and look at why they might need to leave their countries, because nobody wants to leave their families. Nobody wants to leave their home. You know, if you've been to Mexico, we go there to vacation. Why are they coming here? El Salvador is a beautiful country, but it has been ruined because countries have gone in there and raped it completely. The US drug war has created so much instability in Latin America. We have placed coups in place of these governments to try to get control of their resources, and we have been successful. And now Biden is saying that there's refugees that can come over from Venezuela and they can work now because this is something that we want to have control over. So we pick and choose which immigrants are okay to be here. Totally. It makes no sense. And meanwhile, we have Ted Cruz dressing up like he's in Call of Duty, getting on the river Rio Grande down there. He looks like an absolute joke. I mean, I don't know who is even voting for this guy, but they have to be embarrassed. He's done absolutely nothing. And like you said, AOC nailed it. He's Puff and nothing else. I mean, I even give more credit to Puff because I like to smoke a little once in a while.
See, I was just going to say, you're no Puff, just policy. But apparently, Puff and policy. Can we have a little bit of Puff with our policy? Anyway, he went to the border. He talks about the situation. But what does he say? It's just Puff. Is he saying Biden needs to get these kids into appropriate conditions right now? I will not go back to DC until everyone is on an individual bed and they're being vaccinated, they're being protected. Is he doing any of that?
No.
In the same way that he's all puff, no policy, his whole border thing is all feigned outrage, no humanity, no acknowledgement of the human situation there. It's all this feigned concern about borders and walls and all that nonsense.
This is not a bipartisan issue. I mean, this is the Democrats and the Republicans have been just as guilty of both of it. And why? There's too much money to be made in the carceral system. There's too much money to be made here by exploiting these people. And that is what we really need to look at, the exploitation and imperialism across to other countries, but the exploitation here in our own country. This is why this problem is being made into what it is. It creates revenue. So I don't want to hear anything from the left, from the right, none of it. There's not one kid that should be in cages. You can make one phone call and get him into a foster home or into a home with a family member that they know. There's people, they have family here. That's why they're coming here. Call up their tia, let them stay with their tia. They don't need to be in a cage. Don't replace the chain link with some plastic clear barrier as if that's any better.
Totally.
What is this, ET? You got to have like these clear tunnels? Come on, what is going on here? Let these kids go live in family homes, but like children should. Okay. They're not going to do anything. Anyway, I get upset.
And again, it's important that we point out when politicians are being consistent, especially when, like with Ted Cruz, they're being smeared as not being consistent. Like she at a town hall said, the conditions are barbaric and horrifying. The conditions under Biden, she's calling them barbaric and horrifying.
Biden wouldn't let people in there to see these detention centers either, just like the Trump administration.
Exactly.
And that is wrong. That it should be total transparency, but the problem is they know it's dirty. They know it's ugly and they don't want us to see it. And the reason is the Biden administration, they have their pockets lined too, just the same as the Trump did. So we're talking about the swamp. Yeah, it still exists. And that's the thing. We're not fans of Biden. We're not out here, yay, Biden. We're trying to get the right stuff done for this country, and it doesn't matter who's in charge. We're gonna call it out when we see it. And you know, these psychopaths that are all fanatical about Trump, they don't have any idea of what's right and wrong, apparently. They just wanna blame things on people and not look at the real core issues here, the root of the issue.
Exactly. It's the end of the week, and so it's time to take out the trash. We comb through the piles of refuse that make up American politics to pluck out a couple of prime morsels of political garbage. Normally, it's me and Brett Ehrlich. We're very lucky today to have Viviana. And so I want to start with you. Who is your garbage person of the week?
Well, this may shock people, but my garbage person of the week is the transphobic conspiracy theorist, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She does not disappoint with her garbage that spews from her Twitter account. She's already shown her ignorance by peddling misinformation about the vaccine, saying that Biden is going to force you to get the vaccine, and it's the mark of the beast, and it's corporate communism. And she also called it fascism, but she doesn't know what the difference is. So she's doing her best.
It's communism and fascism at the same time?
Yeah, it's everything at once. She's covered in the blood of Jesus, John. It's just, you know, they're really anointed. But what's disgusting, it's a disgusting tactic to promote this QAnon conspiracy, which really actually preceded QAnon, this mark of the beast, for, you know, these really vulnerable people who are very religious, and they really trying to find all the, you know, they're going to be saved one day, or there's going to be, you know, Jesus comes down again, the second coming. They're afraid of this stuff. So for her to be out there peddling it is really, really disgusting. But take a look at she does it while she is working out. I guess she's a CrossFitter. So, you know, take a look at her workout, John. She's half right there. You should work out in your garage. I don't know what that worm thing was. I can't do even that. So I give her props for staying strong, you know, but it's so funny because she's such a tough, strong lady. I mean, if she was dressed in different clothes, I might not know if she's a woman coming into a bathroom or not. Well, insane, we already know for a fact. But she has this tweet talking about, for every girl who dreams of competing in her sport, I'll never stop fighting the biological boys pretending to be girls out of girls' sport.
God.
So here's the thing that I'm really disgusted by. You know, I'm a cis woman, so I'm trying to learn as much as I can about this because I want to make sure that people feel welcomed and inclusive. And trans people have not come out of the woodwork suddenly. They have been around for millennia, since the beginning of time. So for them to be saying that they're pretending to be something that they're not, it's really disgusting. There's so many young people out there that are finally feeling like they can be who they are. I mean, these are people who would kill themselves 25 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We don't want that to happen, you know? And she's out here saying that the left is mansplaining and oppressing women by trans biology. I don't even, that's not equality. I did a video on this, and her hypocrisy is absolutely disgusting. She had that sign, anti-trans sign on her office door. And you know, she goes on to continue to spew this kind of stuff. So I just think she's one of the most evil people in office right now that we absolutely need to make sure that she gets out. She's dangerous because of her misinformation. She's dangerous because of the hate that she's spewing and the misinformation about trans people. And you know, really this protection of women's sports, they don't care. I did a whole video about the NCAA and how, where's Marjorie talking about the injustice that was going on about that weight room that was two weights and a yoga mat? She didn't care about that, but she's so, and that's professional like level. You know, these are women who are athletes. She didn't care about them, but what she does care about is spewing hate and repeating this ugly, hateful rhetoric towards the trans community, and it's absolutely disgusting. And then compound that with the misinformation of the COVID vaccine stuff. It's just, anyway, throw her in the garbage, John. I'm going on too much.
She is in there. There's a lot in politics that is like fundamentally dishonest, but having a bunch of people who don't give a damn about women's sports pretend to care about women's sports for an audience that doesn't care about women's sports is about as dishonest as it gets, especially when the entire point of it is just to be able to, they feel freely demonize trans people. Yeah, she's the worst in pretty much every way. And the fact that she is both generally transphobic and individually in terms of harassing her coworkers transphobic is even more disgusting.
Yeah.
Just briefly in terms of the video that we saw, some people in like on Twitter were like, I do CrossFit and that's the right form. I don't know. I will say devil's advocate, she has spent a lot more time with trainers than I have, Google it. But anyway, so maybe the form is good. I will say that I have not heard that CrossFit is necessarily the place to go to learn good form, and injury rates are pretty high.
I did CrossFit once and I hurt my back, so there you go.
There you go. Anyway, yeah.
But people love it. People love it. They swear by it. Go for it, girl. I get it. I like it. Yeah. I like you're out there working out. We all should do that. I mean, I think it's important, but don't spew lies while you're doing it. Although keep doing just, it in your garage alone, isolated.
Alone, exactly. It's so perfect as a demonstration of who she is. Here's my COVID defense. Now watch this video, something that doesn't defend against it. I should upload a video of me being like, here's my defense against the rampaging gang members, and I just eat a sandwich. Yeah. I guess, sure, have a sandwich.
Bread.
It's just, it doesn't
onion
have
bread,
anything okay. to do. Exactly, nothing has anything to do with anything.
Nothing anyway, has yeah. anything to do with whatever she says. The woman, I don't know how she got where she is, but somehow it makes me think anyone can run for office, just any idiot. I called you an idiot, I'm sorry. Nice. You're saying ugly things.
For my garbage person of the week, I've got a bit of a throwback. This is a lower profile one. You might be familiar with it. My garbage person is one Lindsey Graham. Shown here Lindsay. Being forced to look at what he has become. And he is going to go right here in the trash. The reason he is garbage is because of who he is. But specifically this week, it's for a stunt he decided to pull. He's mad that like gun control is in theory being talked about, even though we know this is America. The chance that they're gonna do anything is basically nothing. But just in case, he wants to get out and reassure all of his voters that he's a tough, manly man who totally gets their love for guns. He loves it too, and totally in a genuine way. And so here is the video he posted on his Twitter. So we have had multiple mass shootings, pretty much every day a mass shooting, a couple of extremely high profile mass shootings with AR-15 style weapons. And he concludes the couple of horrific weeks that people are still processing by saying, yeah, they're still really cool. They're just so awesome, aren't they? They're fun to go and shoot. People should totally be obsessed with these. More people should buy them. They should just be around in homes in case people decide to snap. They should be very easy to buy, and you shouldn't have to wait in case you have a bad day and you decide you just want to shoot some people. He's a senator, and that's what he decided to do. Not just encourage no gun control, but to put up a video of how fun he thinks the whole thing is. That's his contribution to American politics. And it's on a small level. It's not as big as some of the stuff that sometimes puts you in the garbage, but it's just so slimy, so personally disgusting that I feel like I had to put him there.
I agree with you, John. And what I think about when I see that video is the victims, the many, many victims of mass shootings and how terrifying that sound is to them.
Yeah.
And every time I hear each shot, it just kind of chills me. And if you've ever shot a gun, John, which I have, it's a very like adrenaline filling experience. You know the power that is in your hand. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's upsetting to glorify that. Yeah. And that's what he's doing.
I agree. And like I've said a million times, I understand if you're a conservative and you watch this, you probably think, oh, that guy, he just hates guns. He's scared of them. He doesn't know anything about. No, I like guns. I've owned guns. I've shot guns many times. My father and I bonded at outdoor gun ranges. And I also believe they should be carefully controlled. And I don't need access to the sorts of guns they would use in Iraq. I don't need to be able to carry everything around everywhere, nor do I need to be able to buy as many as I want whenever I want with no delay, with no check. You can be interested in guns, want to own and shoot guns, and still very much support far more gun control than we have right now. That's what I am. Anyway,
that's exactly right.
Lindsey Graham,
exactly right.
Yeah,
he sure does. You're exactly right, John.
Thank you. I try to be. Yeah. So those are two garbage people, but we promised you three and we've got one. 15,000 of you voted in our poll of the community tab of the TDR channel for the Dragon Squad garbage person of the week. And we've got five for you. Coming in at number five at 3% of the vote, all puff Ted Cruz for his ego trip to the US border. Man, he went all the way to the border and crouched down in some grass and all he got was 3% of the vote. At number four. At 4% of the vote, Lindsey Graham for saying he needs an AR-15 to shoot gangs, a bit of an overlap there with mine. Number three with 6% of the vote, Trump for crashing a wedding to make a speech about himself. That's pretty funny. Generally, when Trump gets on the list, he wins. I think people are moving on. Anyway, number two at 25% of the vote, Matt Gaetz for being a tool and an alleged criminal. He didn't win. He didn't win, which means that at number one, 61% of the vote, a blowaway victory, Governor Brian Kemp for signing voter suppression into GA law. That is who should win on that list. So
I missed
the audience, not merciful. They are.
I should have picked Kemp. You're right. That's disgusting. Yeah.
No, yours is great too. We have to highlight
so many.
Some even flavors of trash. Anyway, thank you to everybody who took time out to vote. We really do appreciate that. And you know what else we appreciate? You, Viviana. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Where can people see more of your fabulous work?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to fill in for Brett. You guys can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram and you can check out my show Contextualize This that is on Facebook and YouTube. I have a new video coming out about critical race theory and it is especially important in light of all of the anti-Asian hate crimes that we're seeing amongst other hate crimes that we're seeing in light of what's going on with the George Floyd trial. So please check it out. It'll be out next week.
Oh, that sounds great and super timely, especially as it's like being outlawed in multiple states. So thank you for that and have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks guys.
Thank you to all of you for watching. Let me read just a couple of your last comments before we conclude the show today. I can see more of those Viviana emojis going out. Thank you to everybody who's become a member and gets access to those. Appreciate that. Herzog says capital attack happening now. We have been tracking it. I haven't seen any other big developments, but thank you. Gianna says, yay, Viviana and John. By the way, I had my second Pfizer shot on Wednesday, then slept most of Thursday. I didn't have the flu-like effects, but it did knock me out. Yeah, when I get mine, I have a feeling it probably is going to. I get knocked out like that. I'm sort of looking forward to it. HI says, got my first shot of vaccine today. So many in the audience getting it. That's awesome. Paul Stevens says, shouldn't the Gates thing be Toolgate as it's more accurate? That's a good point. We should go with that. Anyway, okay, Crab says, thank you, Dragon Daddy and TYT for helping me to stay sane and progressive. Much love. Thank you for that. Do appreciate that. Kyle Cushing says, John, a better analogy would have been to say you rolled a 20 for Constitution. That's funny. I get that reference. Christopher says, John, you should take up jujitsu. Actually, fun fact, I used to do jujitsu actually in college. Big fan of it. Peter Grudge says, I bet Lindsey Graham's targeting sucks. When I was in the Army basic training, I grouped shot through center mass 3 times according to my drill sergeant. That's funny. I don't know how he did. I imagine if he did really well, he would have shown it in the video, but I don't know. Ryan Spire says, Ben Shapiro has a new segment on abortion. I refuse to take medical advice from a man who does not know how to pleasure his wife. I think that that is a perfectly reasonable standard. Okay, Ryu Raul over on Twitch says, CrossFit for me has always been doing exercises for multiple sports, not anything that these CrossFit crazies do. Yeah, well, look, I know people who've done CrossFit and have gotten very good shape. A person who occasionally co-hosts on the show has done CrossFit. It also has some groups that are a little bit crazy and not necessarily doing things that are super safe. Sleeper Service Dragon, thank you over on Twitch for gifting a tier one sub. Do appreciate that. Brandy Lou subscribed for the 7th month. Thank you as always, Brandy. Josh Sess subscribed for 3 months. Awesome. Terry Berry for 10. Terry Berry for the win there. And Satsuma subscribed for 3 months. Thank you to everybody for everything today. Big shout out again, actually, to Umberto for the huge super chat. Really do appreciate that support, especially as This is not necessarily the easiest time for the media in terms of how things are going on platforms and everything. So we really do appreciate it. Thank you for that and for everything this week. Big week planned next week. Awesome co-host gonna be joining us. We'll be starting off as always with Francesca Fiorentini. You can see me later on with Cenk Uygur. I'm gonna be on the main show and I check my Twitter in a bit. I have a special event that I might be doing, something fun with Jordan Yule that'll be happening later on today. I don't know that I can spoil it just yet, so that'll be coming up on social media. But until then, stay safe out there, stay sane out there, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Damage Report. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, John Adirola. I'll see you soon.